the beginning, I talked about to have this tree of life to be very strong and to withstand all climatic condition in the life. We need strong roots, deep-rooted roots, deep-rooted and strong, so that it can withstand all seasons. To strengthen, I mentioned two types, vyakta and avyakta, what is seen and what is not seen. We, world, celebrates only the what is seen. Seen may be for few days, but media projects that one. They become a celebrity. But after 1 month, there will be a new celebrity. Media is after new celebrity. We want the outer expansion to last for long. That media projects only for a celebrant for a few days. And after that, new celebrity comes. Yoga says your life should be a celebration all through, not a fraction. For few days, not few months, it should last for long. For that, you need to focus your attention onto the root part, which is not seen. In Purusha Sukta, it talks about Pado Osya Vishabhutani Tripadasyam Divi. Pado Osya, only Vishwasya Bhutani, Pada, one fraction, one fourth is coming out. But Tripad, it is much beyond that one. We are focused, it says, yoga, to have that one fourth, you need the three-fourth to be cemented. You need to pay attention to that one. Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in the 16th chapter, he talks about 26 qualities. By developing those qualities, we will have strong roots, firm roots. The divinity, the divine energy will start flowing through us through that one. It is an art of divinizing our life. I touched upon 9 qualities this morning. Abhayam, repeat after me. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthiti.
Jnana yoga vyavasthiti.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
One more time. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthiti.
Jnana yoga vyavasthiti.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Tyaga shantira apaishunam.
Tyaga shantira apaishunam.
Daya bhuteshu.
Daya bhuteshu.
Aloluptvam.
Aloluptvam.
Mardavam hrira chapalam.
Mardavam hrira chapalam.
This shloka, it talks about 9 qualities. 9 qualities starting from ahimsa. Ahimsa, my meaning of this one, himsa means burden, troubling. Ahimsa, my life should not be a burden for others. My existence, in the to establish myself in my life, I should not be a burden to the family, burden to the society, and live such a way that you are not a burden to the society, burden to the community, burden to the family. As much as you can, look after. One is from the yoga point, look after your health. Lead a healthy lifestyle. Look after your health. May your body, limbs, be healthy till the last moment of your life. If I am myself at the age of 50, 60 itself, I am getting tired of walking, I need a support of my family members. I am a burden for my children, my family, my wife, my husband. Try not to be burdened to others. Try to invest onto yourself. Invest so that you are not a burden. How long they can look after? They will look after for 1 month, 2 months. Slowly after that, as Dr. Manish was saying, the son wanted to reduce the medication. And they want to know how to minimize the expenditure onto themselves. Slowly, nobody is there. When everything is there, we have big friend circle, big family circle. When things are getting tight and hardship, one by one drop off. Even husband, wife, or your children, slowly they turn their face away from you. One is try to be independent, not to be a burden for others. Not to be burden for others. And even the hospital system, though we say Australian hospital system is good, and if one person is critical in ICU for few days, it's okay. After that, after 1 month, doctor will prompt the family members. Can we pull the plug? Because they're also under pressure. However good is the hospital system, they have a limitation. Best is look after yourself. Ahimsa, ahimsa, one is not being a burden for others. And ahimsa, ahimsa means my existence. And in Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, desire to cling on to the life is inherent to all living beings. It is not only for humans. Desire to cling on to life. Not only humans, even animals want to cling on to their life. And we think humans are superior than animals. We have every right to eat them. But animals also, they have a desire to cling on to the life. They also endear their life. Life is not only the human concern, it is everyone, every animal wants to cling on to the life as long as they can. So, another dimension of this one, we are not in Antarctica where we don't get enough food. We get enough food without destroying the karma of the other animal. If I want to kill that one, so that desire to cling on, at the time of the slaughterhouse, when it is taken to the slaughterhouse, they feel so much of panic, anxiety, stress, all hormones starts, panic hormones, their endocrine, all starts excreting the hormones into the bloodstream and into the flesh. All the poison is injected into the bloodstream and the flesh, we come bring it, and happy cow, happy pig, some advertisement. We look at that one happy, they are very happy to die for us. We think, and we cook it and eat it. What we are eating? Nothing but a poison. And dead animal, we bring it and eat it. It is, one is destroying that life, desire to cling on to that life, that we chop that one off. They also have brothers, sisters, children in the season, spring season. Yeah, many ducklings are coming. If you go near any ducklings, the mother duck shoos you away because it endears that one. They want their family to be protected and look after. And second one, we are eating nothing but the poison. Poisoning our system. Poisoning the system. Poisoning the physical body. How we can expect to live healthily and happily? By destroying the happiness of another animal. If you want to be happy, at peace within yourself, make sure how your dealing is. And I may say, I am not killing. I am only taking from the shelf. I am not killing. Like many in the Buddhist countries, monks, they say, we don't kill. We employ others to kill. And we are not responsible. We are not killing. And it is not a, it's a false declaration on that one. We have to be mindful of what we eat also. It's animals endear their life. And we should not, it's a burden our system, and eating the flesh adds the load onto the gut system. It adds extra load and it is harming our digestive tract, digestive system, and it's one is ahimsa. Be mindful of what you are eating. And also our canine system is not designed for eating meat. Carnivorous animals have very, these canine teeth are very sharp for pulling the flesh. It is not designed for that one. This mouth, our molar system is not designed, our digestive system is not designed for eating meat. Ahimsa, satya makrodha, satya, satya means satya, to understand the satya, we don't know what is truth. To it says, you have to tell the truth. To tell the truth, we should know what is truth. Truth. I thought that was the truth. Scientists discovered. Einstein said, this is the truth. And after that, another scientist come and he says, that is not, it is only a partial truth. This is the absolute truth. And in the medicine also, they launch new medicine. And after, before the patent runs out, they say, it is not good. You take this one. And food system also, they said, it's this is best for your health. After few months, few years, they say, that is bad. Have this one. What is truth? To understand the truth, truth is very difficult to understand what is truth. Truth, it is not what is said outside. Truth, lot of contemplation is required to understand what is truth. What was truth in my childhood, it may not be truth now. Truth, that truth, satyam bruyat priyam bruyan. Bruyan, satyam apriyam. And you have to understand the truth. Truth, go deep within, not based on the textbook. Inside you will get a message. Listen to yourself and be truthful to yourself, not to please others. Media can say something or others can say something. You have to listen to yourself, tune yourself. Satyam, satyam bruyat, when you, satya, go deep, deep within. And it is says, in the name of truth, even if you tell lie can be become a truth. Like a mother telling a child, there is no lollies at home. Because mother's intention is not to destroy the teeth of the children. That's why mother says, sorry, all chocolates are over. Though chocolate is there, though she told the lie, the scripture says, if it is bringing in good to others, telling the lie, by telling the lie, if it will bring good to others, that is the truth. If you say something lie, and it will be beneficial for the society, to the community, that is called as truth. If you tell the truth, and it will bring in harmony, disharmony in the, discontentment in the community, if it brings out, by telling the truth, that is not the truth, you should not say that one. What? By telling something which is good for others, it is called as truth. And it is given an example in Ramayana also, that one sage was meditating in the forest, and robbers were chasing one person having a money. That person went inside the ashram and hid himself. These robbers, they wanted the money. They asked this person, Rishi was meditating, did you see that person with the money? Yes, he is inside. He said, they went and stole the money and killed him. Though according to Rishi, he told the truth, but effect is bad on a good person. If it is bad on a wrong person, it is okay. Bad on a good person, if it is it should not be told. Even if he had told, that person is not there, I haven't seen, that is called as truth. Ahimsa, it's a seekers. We have to understand what is truth. If it is bringing good to the community, good to the world, by telling a lie, that is called as truth. Ahimsa, satyam, akrodha. Manage your anger. Why I am getting angry? Angry, I want things to go in my way. I get very angry because I want others to listen to me. I put myself ahead of others. I want this way to go. If somebody stops me, I get very angry. Ahimsa satyam akrodha. And in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Kama yesha ko krodha yesha rajo guna samudbhava. And desire and anger, they are born of rajasic quality. In yoga, up to the navel, if my energy level is up to the navel, person gets tremendous angry. That person cannot control. That energy has to be brought to the heart level. When it transcends to heart level, anger is managed. If it is not energy level, still in the navel level, up to navel level or Swadhisthana level, burst of anger for trivial things. Trivial things happens. You have to uplift the energy. Uplift the energy to the heart center. And Rajoguna. Rajoguna means wavery mind, not a stable mind. Very unstable mind results in anger. Stabilize your mind. Practice meditation. Helps in balancing the mind. Sattvic mind. Ahimsa, satyam, akrodha, tyaga. Tyaga, you always should be able to sacrifice your comfort for others. Not to put yourself, if I have everything in plenty, then if anything excess, if which I don't want, giving is not a charity. That is not charity. Sacrificing my own comfort for the others, it is called as tyaga. Even I may forego my comfort, but I want to add value to others, that is called as tyaga. Not when I have, why donate now? We ourselves do not have. Let you have enough money, enough all mortgages paid off. Then if you have time, give. That is not tyaga. When you have time, when the good things, as soon when you have energy, you give that one. It will be looked after. Not to wait for, when in Dharmaraja, in Mahabharata, another story, one person came to Dharmaraja Yudhishthira after the war. He came to Dharmaraja, I need some support. I am dire need of some funds and I want to survive. Dharmaraja said, it is too late in the evening, I am tired. And now, how about you come tomorrow? We will discuss. I will take up the matter, we will discuss tomorrow. At that time, Bhima was Yuvaraja at that time, and crown prince, and he told the servants to ring a bell in a big way, like a celebration. And Dharmaraja asked, why this bell? What is the celebration? He said, I am very happy to know that you told that person with such a confidence that you will be alive tomorrow. And nobody knows whether we will be alive tomorrow, but I am very happy to know that you made a promise to that person to come tomorrow, that you had a confidence of seeing tomorrow's sunrise. In that celebration, I want everyone to know about that one. And Dharmaraja felt, tomorrow may never come. Whatever you have to do it now, not to say, when everything rosy, when I have everything in plenty, I will do. Ahimsa satyam akrodha. When you have this one opportunity, do it. Not to next year, week after, whatever, year after, after my children's marriage, not to postpone. Satyam akrodha, tyaga, shanti. Shanti, discover the peace, tranquility. If anything is disturbing inner peace, that means it is not a divine quality. Whatever situation, whatever you have spoken, or whatever business dealing you have, if it is disturbing your inner peace, that means that is not a right one. Whatever you do, it brings in a lot of joy to yourself. That is the right one. That's a divine job. Ahimsa, satyam, akrodha, tyaga, shanti. Shanti, shanti means sha, anta. Anta means end. Sha, sha means bliss. Peak of the bliss. Try to go to the peak of the bliss. Sha, anta. Shanno mitra sham varunaha. Sham, sham means bliss. Anta, shanti, shanti. Anta means peak, end. Try to go to the peak of the bliss in your life. Experience that one. Shanti, apayishunam. Apayishunam means backbiting. I tell something to in the front, I tell something back behind you. I talk back bad against someone to somebody else. Backbiting, talking negative about others. Backbiting, it is paishunam. Paishunam means backbiting, apaishunam, not to do that one. It's a backbiting. If you start talking negative against others, more negative things will start coming to your life. Shanti, paishuna. Paishuna means backbiting. Like hook, you are from the behind, you are stinging at the back. Not to do apaishunam. Daya bhuteshu. Be kind to all living beings. Like Carolyn said, she likes animals, she wants to look after. Like, look after, compassion for all living beings. All living beings, extend your compassion wherever you can. Daya bhuteshu. Because Lord, Supreme Lord, He is not an exclusive property of not some community or some group or only in some place. He is there everywhere in every living being. He makes that living being to move around, walk, whether I am aware or not. He is there behind everything. He is the source and force behind all living beings. Daya bhuteshu. And daya bhuteshu. Sir, wherever you can in your life, as a service to the Lord, that Lord, whenever you are looking after that one, that is my service to the Lord. Lord is not confined to a temple or a mosque or a church or a gurudwara. Not only He is there, only there. He is there everywhere. Expand your vision and serve that one, His creation. Daya bhuteshu. That is a mark of a divine person. That one sees that the Lord pervades. Whatever I am doing, it is a service to the Lord. Through that person or through that animal, I am serving Him. Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam. Alo luptvam, not to be covetous, taking others' property. So greedy about other properties, others' money, and in the corruption, in the government offices, and many public sectors across the world. They want to take as much as they can. They want myself. The public money, I want to swindle. It's a community money, I want to swindle. And brothers and between the brothers, I want to steal my brother's property. Between the family members, I want to steal from my parents. and it is seen across. Everyone, I want everything. I want everything. Forget about that person. It's a disharmony among the brothers, siblings, and family members, community. It is across. Alo luptvam, not to lupta, lupta, taking. And not to be this greedy on what is not yours. It is not yours not to put your hand there. It's a divine quality. Alo luptvam, mardavam. Mardava, mardava means mrudu, very soft person. Soft in speaking, not very rash, and very soft person, very polite person, that have that one, not to be very arrogant. Suppose if I am successful in my life, my tone changes when I talk to somebody. You don't know who I am, why are you talking? My tone changes. Try to be very polite. Mardavam, mardavam, hrira chapalam. Hri means shy. Shy in doing the wrong things. And these days, they take pride in doing the wrong things. I will steal. What will happen? They make a challenge. I will do that one. What will happen? And even media glorifies those people. That person has returned from the jail. There is a celebration. Procession. And because he's returned from the jail, he was there in the jail for 1 month, 2 months, it's a celebration. And world is celebrating that one. There is no, it's a feeling shyness in us. We don't know what to be proud of, what to be ashamed of. And hri, it's a be, it's a be doing wrong things. You should be ashamed and repentant. Hri achapalam. Achapala. Chapala means unsatiable desires. Curb your desires. Curb your desires. Achapalam. It's curb your senses. Senses are going reckless. Amok. I can't control my senses. I want to go everywhere. I want to eat everything. And there is no control of control the senses. These are the 11 qualities Sri Krishna mentioned. Altogether, it is a 20 qualities we touched upon. Again, repeat that one. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Tyaga shantira paishunam.
Tyaga shantira paishunam.
Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam.
Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam.
Mardavam hrira chapalam.
Mardavam hrira chapalam.